Buying your first home is probably the biggest investment you will make. Finding one that you love yet fits in your budget can be a challenge. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams at First Bank Hampton. That's why we feel it's important to provide you with a team of mortgage experts who work to find you the best options and rate to meet your needs. Stop in and visit with us and experience the ease of financing locally with people you know and trust. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker Program, we are joined by the Operations Manager for the Iowa Works Office in Mason City. James Arvidson is with us. Wanted to bring James on today to talk about the employment situation in the area. And James, thanks for being with us. First of all, can you give folks some background about yourself? You were telling me before we started the interview, you've been in your current job just over a year.
Yeah, and thank you, Brian, again for having me. I've been working as the Operations Manager in the Mason City, Iowa Works Office since August of 2020. Before that, I worked in higher ed at the University of Chicago doing their career center, and before that, I worked as a job developer as a nonprofit, so I've always been in the area of helping people find jobs.
When we talk about Iowa Works, what kind of things do you guys offer at your place?
We offer a lot, and we really try to be a one-stop shop for anyone who's either looking to find a job or looking to improve their skills to move into a different job or into a new career. So we offer a lot of general job search type things, helping people with resumes, with cover letters, preparing for interviews. We offer a number of workshops, both in person and virtually. Great for people who are either new to the job market or maybe it's been a little while since they've been looking for a job. We also do a lot of work with local employers and trying to be a central place for them to hire. IowaWorks.gov is our main website for job search. That's a state-run job board, free to employers, free to job searchers, and monitored by us. We operate that job board. But we'll also have events in our center or nearby for bringing individual employers in who are looking to hire or hosting job fairs around the area. Then additionally, we do have services through Goodwill of Northeast Iowa, which can help people who are dislocated workers or have some type of barrier to employment to get back into a training program and support them in doing some type of post-secondary training program. In our office, we also have Iowa Vocational Rehabilitation Services. Disability, you're having trouble looking for work, not sure if you can work, or need some type of accommodations to be able to work, we can help you here at Iowa Works with that as well.
You've been having roundtables here lately and talking to folks about the employment situation. What can you tell our listeners out there? What is it like right now in our area for people that are either job seeking or leaving their jobs?
There's definitely a lot of different options out there. Big need for employees. People have been having trouble finding candidates. Seems to be a lot of opportunities for people who are looking for new jobs or are looking to change careers. As you've probably seen everywhere in radio, print ads, billboards are looking to hire people. So there's definitely a lot of opportunities out there for people who are looking for work. And it seems like there's been a lot of competition as well with wages. Starting wages are definitely starting to go up. You see a lot more things along the line of signing bonuses and things like that. If you are looking to find a new job or get back into the workforce, now is definitely a great time to do it.
What are people telling you that you've talked to about they've left the job, they're not searching for work, but maybe some people are jumping back into it? I mean, is there any particular reason why all this you think is happening?
There are a lot of reasons. Definitely COVID has played a big part in the size of our whole labor force in North Iowa, that being people who are working as well as people who are actively looking for jobs. I think a lot of people who were close to retirement during COVID decided to maybe retire early. They're looking to backfill those jobs. There's also been a big issue, and employers are definitely aware of this as well, finding childcare. A lot of childcare centers in the area, as well statewide, have closed down, and it's been a lot harder for people to find childcare. I think one trend we're seeing is a lot of families who've previously dual-income households maybe have found a way to make it work where one person can work full-time and the other person stays home to take care of their kids rather than paying for child care. There's been a lot of changes of people maybe just leaving the job market simply to take care of their families, but they still have an earner in the family.
In our area up in north central Iowa, you mentioned about how practically everybody's looking for employees right now. Is there one sector that is maybe looking for workers above any others right now?
Definitely healthcare. They've been doing a lot of work to keep the wages up. Wages are still very competitive in healthcare, but it's always been really difficult, especially with some of the, you know, higher level like nursing type jobs, things that require some technical training, getting people, you know, healthcare has kind of looked scary from the outside looking in. I can't imagine what it would be like working in a full hospital with an emergency ward that's completely full. Some people might feel a little scared off from the industry, but there are definitely a lot of opportunities out there. And it seems like a lot of healthcare providers are looking for not just people who already have the skills they're looking for, but people that they can train. So I see a lot more who are interested in doing some on-the-job trainings, partnering with community colleges to get people through their training pipelines, as well as kind of upskilling people from some of the more entry-level jobs in hospitals as well. But yeah, definitely healthcare, I think, is the big area that looking for people is a great place to look for opportunities.
Let's say a person is job hunting for whatever reason right now. A couple of tips you want to give them.
You know, I think a lot of people generally in job seeking, it seems like opportunities kind of die down during the holidays, but ramp up really in the new year. A lot of companies, when they're doing their hiring, maybe they're creating new positions, will wait to the new calendar year. But the holidays are definitely a great time to start laying the groundwork for those new opportunities and just getting yourself ready for the hiring that's going to come in the new year. You know, I would also recommend, maybe it's been a little while since you've been in the workforce, or you left the job you've been at for a while and it's been a while since you looked for a job, use the resources in our office. We're here for the citizens of Iowa. Our services are completely free and we can help people with planning out their job search, creating a resume, getting ready for interviews, things like that. We're here to help them with.
Okay, well, our thanks to James Arvidsson, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
It happens to all of us. We have a check to deposit, but don't have the time to stop by the bank. Hi, this is Pam Whipple at First Bank Hampton with offices in Hampton and Latimer. Depositing checks with Mobile Deposit, a feature of our mobile banking app, makes depositing a check quick and easy. Just log into your mobile banking, snap pictures of front and back of the check, input the amount, hit submit, and your deposit is done. It's that simple and it saves you a trip to the bank. Try this convenient way to deposit a check today. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.